ਆਖੋ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਬਾਬਾ ਹਰੀ ਸਿੰਘ ਨਲੂਆ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਵਾਜ਼ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਦ ਫਿਰਮੀ ਆਫ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸ। ਫਿਰਮੀ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਰੈਪ੍ਰਜੈਂਟਡ ਸੈਕਰੀਫਾਈਸ ਹਿਸ ਹੋਲ ਲਾਈਫ। ਹੀ ਗੇਵ ਸੋ ਮੱਚ ਟੂ ਦ ਪੰਥ। ਹੀ ਸਾ ਦੈਟ ਮਹਾਰਾਜਾ ਸੀ, ਮਹਾਰਾਜਾ ਰਣਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਡਿਊਰਿੰਗ ਦ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਮਹਾਰਾਜਾ ਰਣਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ, ਵਟ ਹੀ ਕੁਡ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਾਈਡ ਟੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜਾ ਰਣਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ, ਵਿਚ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਸੀ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਕਲਾਸਿਕ ਫੋਟੋ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਿਡਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਸਕਰੀਨ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਹਰੀ ਸਿੰਘ ਨਲੂਆ ਐਂਡ ਅਨਦਰ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ ਪਰਸਨੈਲਿਟੀ ਵਿਚ ਡਿਜ਼ਰਵਸ ਅਨਦਰ ਕਲਾਸ ਇਜ ਅਕਾਲੀ ਫੂਲਾ ਸਿੰਘ। ਅਕਾਲੀ ਫੂਲਾ ਸਿੰਘ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਟੂ ਸਰਦਾਰ ਹਰੀ ਸਿੰਘ ਨਲੂਆ। ਛੋਟੀ ਉਮਰ ਤੋਂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜਾ ਰਣਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਦਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਪੈ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ। ਆ ਕੈਂਟ ਕਵਰ ਇਜ਼ ਫੁੱਲ ਲਾਈਫ ਐਂਡ ਨਲੂਆ ਕਿੱਥੋਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਆਰੰਭ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀ, ਇਹ ਸਾਰੇ ਵਿਚਾਰਨਯੋਗ ਆ। ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੇ ਡਿਜ਼ਰਵਸ ਸੈਪਰੇਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਸੋ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਗੋ ਥਰੂ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਆਨੰਦ ਮਾਣੀਏ, ਰਾਦਰ ਦੈਨ ਜਸਟ ਗੋ ਬਾਏ ਐਜ਼ ਅ ਫੈਕਟ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਮਾਈਟ ਹੈ ਕੈਚ ਔਨ ਦ ਵੇ ਬਾਏ, ਬਟ ਯੂ ਵੋਂਟ ਰੀਲੀ ਐਪਰੀਸ਼ੀਏਟ। ਆਈ ਲਾਈਕ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨਿੰਗ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਸੋ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਅਪਰੀਸ਼ੀਏਟ ਇਟ। ਮਹਾਰਾਜਾ ਰਣਜੀਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਪਨ ਤੋਂ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਫਰੋਮ ਅ ਯੰਗ ਏਜ ਬਹੁਤ ਪਿਆਰ ਪੈ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਹਰੀ ਸਿੰਘ ਨਲੂਆ ਵਾਸਤੇ। ਹਰੀ ਸਿੰਘ ਨਲੂਆ ਹੂ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਦੇ ਬੋਲਬਾਲੇ ਵੀ ਕਾਇਮ ਕੀਤੇ ਆ। ਬੋਲਬਾਲੇ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਆਰ ਲੈਂਗੁਏਜ ਦੈਟ ਹੈਜ਼ ਸਪਰੈਡ ਅਕ੍ਰੋਸ ਆਲ ਆਫ ਪੰਜਾਬ। ਆ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਨਾਉ ਦੈਟ ਸਿਟਸ ਇਨ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ ਐਜ਼ ਵੈਲ, ਦਿਸ ਪਾਰਟ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੈਟ ਸਿਟਸ ਦੈਟ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਯੂਰ ਪੇਰੈਂਟਸ ਆਰ ਫਰੋਮ, ਆਰ ਐਨਸੈਸਟਰੀ ਇਜ਼ ਫਰੋਮ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਦੈਟ ਸਿਟਸ ਸਟਿਲ ਇਨ ਪਾਕਿਸਤਾਨ। ਦਿਸ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਪਲੱਸ ਪੰਜਾਬ ਲੈਟਸ ਸੇ ਰਾਈਟਫੁਲੀ deserved its name during the time of Sardar Hari Singh. Why do I say that? All five rivers used to be in Punjab. Now you'll find that the rivers have been cut apart, some of the waters have been redirected into Haryana. Well, Haryana, the Punjab that you know of, Kashmir, and all the way towards Pakistan, all the way up to Jamrod, meaning bordering Afghanistan, that was all the territory that Maharaja Ranjit Singh controlled. And the governor of Peshawar was made Hari Singh Nalua. Peshawar is a city I'm going to show you on a map. I don't want you to get lost in names here. And then there's Jamrod Kila that you're going to become aware of. Well, Hari Singh Nalua waste inna maan si, that he had so much respect for Hari Singh Nalua, he appointed him governor because it was his campaigns, it was his attacks that would stretch and gain different states that would be annexed with the Khalsa Raj of Maharaja Ranjit Singh. So I'll say that again, is jithe Khalsa Raj si, the land that was run by Maharaja Ranjit Singh, it was Hari Singh Nalua that would be in charge of the campaigns, such as places like Kashmir and that part of Punjab that I'm mentioning that's lying in Pakistan. These places are still in turmoil today, meaning that they're still fighting in these lands today. Now, does that mean it was caused by the time of Maharaja Ranjit Singh? No, it was the time of Maharaja Ranjit Singh, it was the time of Hari Singh Nalua, the actual peace and prosperity resided on these lands, and it was the last time. Ever since that time after, when Khalsa Raj, kis tarah Khalsa Raj gaya, that's another class in itself, is that as it went away, then the peace and prosperity, the fighting amongst the Muslims and the Hindus broke out for the territory, and still bloodshed's been going on ever since that time. It was a one time, a stable Khalsa Raj was sitting there, and at the end of the lecture, I'm going to show you where Hari Singh Nalua's foresight was, how far he had envisioned where he wanted to get. He was always growing and moving. He would never sit stable and idle. The only time he'd still sit stable is and idle is when he would worship Paramatma's name. Aap bandagi vi si vich bahut, aap sapai nahi si sirf, sache muche sant sapai si. Sometimes you think that if you get into such a position, if you become a general or you become a king, that it's very hard to maintain these kind of things. There's a lot of distractions. Well, I'll show you the kind of things that Hari Singh Nalua did to make sure that these distractions were limited. But before we start any discussion about Hari Singh Nalua, we have to talk about a crossing. It's called Khyber Pass. And I know the parents here, I know a lot of people have been educated in Punjab. Their small little books and their history books, they would talk about this. Khyber jira jithon loki langde hunde. Well, there's a mountain range, if you come towards the border of Pakistan and Afghanistan, that mountain range has only certain raste. There's only certain paths through these mountain ranges in certain locations that you'll go through. One is Khyber Pass. If any that came during Baba Deep Singh's time, or starting from Guru Nanak Dev Ji's time, Babar jo aaya, jo magron, Tamur varge raje aaya, any of those people that came from the Persian lands, they came through Khyber Pass. They all came through Khyber Pass. They entered into the gateway, and the opening would lead into Punjab. So Khyber Pass, well, this is a picture made from 1848. Khalsa Ji, these are the English that would make these photos, and they see that there are a lot of buildings set up on the mountains. There's Ali Masjid, which comes halfway through Khyber Pass. There's a masjid made on top of a mountain, a mosque that Muslims worship in, and people would have to pass through this. When you get to the opening, here's a picture actually taken, a large winding road that would go through. So now, in the last days of Hari Singh Nalua, who had established a huge Khalsa state in which he governed a certain portion of Peshawar, near the end, when you finish Khyber, when you come through this crossing from Afghanistan to Pakistan, you come to a place called Jamrod. And it was here that seeing that if people are always coming through here, Hari Singh Nalua said, then this is the place to have a fort. This is a place to block the entrance into Punjab. If we can learn from history, and we know about Ahmad Shah Abdali, Jam Babar, Jovi Aya, they've come through this pass, then we've reached and we've annexed this land into the Khalsa Raj, then why don't we build a fort here? He had set up forts around Peshawar, but now he himself, within a month and a certain number of days, built up a fort of Jamrod. Okay? This fort was set up by Hari Singh Nalua, and in which he even says that Hun Pathan Sade Utte Tava Karan Ton Pehla Var Var Sochange. Meaning that now they understand that if they think twice before they come through Khyber Pass, it's not so easily that they can come in to India now and loot it. This was not just for Maharaja Ranjit Singh, it was for the rest of all of India. The other states, Rajput states, or the other states of India, that it was a gift to everybody, that making sure no more Persian forces are coming through this pass. Halasi Sarda, it was an attempt made by Hari Singh to block them off. Now on the other side, in Kabul, in Afghanistan, the capital city of Afghanistan is Kabul, there is a person named Amir Dost Muhammad. Jahan keh dende dost tha, yaar keh dende das, dost, yaar means the same thing. So Amir Dost Muhammad, he had a connection with a spy in Maharaja Ranjit Singh's darbar, in his court. Maharaja Ranjit Singh's court is in Lahore. To this day, Samad has been built in Lahore, right next to Gurdwara Dera Sahib, jithe Guru Arjan Dev Ji di shahidi hoi si. Maharaja Ranjit Singh had a group of people, a family of people that were in there, that were conducting or had connections with the British people that wanted to take control of India, and the Afghans or Pathan lok, the Muslim lok, jinu apa ithe kehde ne Pathan, it was a group of fighting people, Pathan jere hege si Afghanistan to jere on lagge si. He had connections with both. Dost Muhammad and with the British cavalry. He was looking for any possible means to befriend them because he foresaw that they're going to take over anyway. If I befriend them, then they'll give me a chance to rule and at least I'll survive. So he made connections. So it was Tyan Singh Dogra and Gulab Singh Dogra, and they had a whole family of people that are going to betray the Khalsa Panth. They are told, already wounded, Dost Muhammad, a king of Kabul, that was made to run away at the hands of Hari Singh Nalua, a name they feared. He sits in Kabul and he tells Tyan Singh Dogra through Chittian Jasusi, meaning through his spy work, he transmits a message telling him, you, I'm setting my hopes on to tell me when the appropriate time, when the most convenient time is to attack on Hari Singh Nalua. Because now he's built up a fort and it causes us a big grief and problem. You have to tell us when to attack. We have problems now we have to face with this fort lying ahead of us. In the fort, who's in charge of this fort, his name is Pai Maha Singh, Sardar Maha Singh. There's around 800 Gursikhs. And Sardar Hari Singh Nalua knows that even though this fort has been set, it's going to upset the opponents that want to come through. So before we upset them, we should go and attack across Khyber Pass. So Hari Singh Nalua took it upon himself to send letters to Lahore Darbar, to Maharaja Ranjit Singh. Hari Singh Nalua has been sending a couple of messages that have never been received by Maharaja Ranjit Singh, but have been confiscated, been taken away by Tyan Singh Dogra and promised to be given to Maharaja Ranjit Singh. So the backstabbers have already started backstabbing. And this is part of the Khalsa Raj, as how Khalsa Raj went away. Because after Hari Singh Nalua's time, no other state would be connected with Punjab, with Khalsa Raj or with Punjab that Maharaja Ranjit Singh was ruling over. What's happening now? Sardar Hari Singh Nalua has completed the task of building Jamrauda Qila that you can see in photos too, but not very clearly in the background, which is made a heritage site now. And then inside of there is a little gurdwara remembering Sardar Hari Singh Nalua and a samad where Hari Singh Nalua was cremated. Well, at this Qila, Sardar Hari Singh saw that I'll send messages and ask for permission from Maharaja Ranjit Singh to attack on Afghanistan. Well, Maharaja Ranjit Singh was not receiving any messages, but he got a message back. Sardar Hari Singh got a message back telling him that don't attack at this time. And what was the reason given? It was because of an event that was actually happening at that time. Kanwar Nau Nihal Singh was an individual or the son of Maharaja Ranjit Singh. And it was his time of marriage. So Maharaja Ranjit Singh had ordered a lot of the huge royal army. The royal army, which was comprised of Gursikhs. Now remember that if there's an army, not all of them are Gursikhs. There's some people from the areas. You might have Hindus fighting in there. You might have Muslims fighting in there. But yes, he used to make a lot of them Gursikhs in charge of the regiments. What happened is at that time, Maharaja Ranjit Singh had pulled a lot of his army towards the wedding. There was about 5,000 sitting in Peshawar, where Hari Singh Nalua, after he had constructed this fort with the help of the civilians, residents, and the army, he became very tired and ill. A fever started to grow in his body. So he said to Paima Singh, you let me know about any happenings that are going to happen here. Pehla saavdhan reho, suchet reho. And send me messages and give me updates. And I'll keep sending updates to Lahore. If we're not going to attack Afghanistan, if we don't have hukam and command to attack Afghanistan, then we at least will keep updating on what's happening so they know what's happening in Lahore. Well, they kept updating. And Tyan Singh Dogra, Tyan Singh Dogra, he found out now that there's a wedding happening, and he's told Hari Singh Nalua to stay put, but on behalf of Maharaja Ranjit Singh, he's communicated to Dost Muhammad Khan, to Amir Dost Muhammad, the King of Kabul, your time is now. Your time is now to gather your army. Your time is now to march through Khyber Pass. And not a small army, as big of an army as you can assemble. So, one side, Hari Singh Nalua is feeling tired and has a growing fever on his body. And he's gone back to Peshawar. Khyber Pass, Jamrod, about 24 kilometers is Peshawar. Peshawar is a big city. And at this big city, Hari Singh Nalua is staying as the governor. And he has a spot, and he tells them that I have to await a command from Maharaja Ranjit Singh. And with the wedding happening, I doubt that he's going to do anything. So Sardar Hari Singh Nalua said that I'm going to use this time, any available time he had, he would try to worship Paramatma as much as possible, despite the fever that's growing on his body already. He tells the Sevadar that, don't disrupt me. At certain times, you can tell me if there's any updates coming, but otherwise, I don't want to be disturbed or people coming and bugging me at this time. So he had built a spot where he used to worship and remember Paramatma. And this was built with a door way high up that Sardar Hari Singh himself, despite the fever, would push a huge boulder in front of and stack another piece of rock on top of it. And he would climb inside and then push this boulder away just to make sure he wouldn't be disturbed when he's inside, when he's doing worship of Paramatma. He himself would come out to ask if there's any sort of updates. But otherwise, je bandagi karni hai, isi tarah karni hai, Paramatma nu chete karna. These are the days following Holi. These are the days following Hola Mahalla that after a week that they've been celebrating, Maharaja Ranjit Singh had planned that the wedding come after. Now we're following into the month of April. So in the year of 1837 is when this first battle of Jamrod is going to happen, this big battle where the Afghan army is going to come. So an army of 30,000 to 40,000 has collected and now is traveling through Khyber Pass. They're all moving through Khyber Pass and making their way to Jamrod. Well, Sardar Maha Singh, with his 800 Gursikhs within the Qila, within the fort, has been alarmed that there's an army now in sight coming through Khyber Pass. And what was already dreaded now is actually taking place. And he starts preparing his army because they have already come very close up to Jamrod Qila, not anticipating it. It slipped his mind that there should be a message sent to Hari Singh Nalua. And what happens? There's an attack that starts happening at Jamrod. An attack starts happening. People are firing bullets. A regiment has set up, and they've even now gone up to the west wall of Jamrod, of the Qila of Jamrod, the fort of Jamrod, the west wall. They have blown away now. They've, with a huge explosion, they have blown away the west wall. And now, a whole day of fighting, the day is coming to an end. And Afzal Khan, the son of Dost Muhammad Khan, sees that he has Josh Aya, meaning he has this prowess now come inside of him, that I'm going to go inside and now fight. With it, bringing the army in, we're going to breach the walls of Jamrod, and we're going to go and destroy all of them inside. Sami Khan, who has been appointed the head or the lieutenant or mafkana, the general of the army, he grabs Afzal Khan's arm And he says, don't do that. I wouldn't advise you to do that. In a metaphor, he explains, do you ever go running into the lion's den? Or do you wait for the lion to come out so you can shoot it? He explains to him that you don't run into the lion's den. Hand-on-hand combat, I don't care how many men you have. We have no chance against these six. They have Shastra Vidya. We use all the ammunition that we have by our side. We draw them out, and then we fire at them. That's all we're going to do. That's our battle strategy. And night has fallen, and they started camping around Jamrao da Kila. Inside Jamrao da Kila. Bhai Maha Singh collects all the 800 Gursikhs together. And he says to him, the first thing first, what we need to do is block up that wall to delay them further making their way into it. If they are planning to come in here, we block up that wall. So he sends a group of Gursikhs to take sandbags, collect sandbags, and put it in front of the huge hole in the wall in the western part of Jamrao da Kila, the western wall, to block it up. The second thing, he sits down and starts writing a message to what he had told Hari Singh Nalua he would do, keep him updated. So now, this is the biggest update that you can ever send. He sits down, writes a message out to Sardar Hari Singh Nalua, waves this piece of paper in the air amongst Gursikhs that are all sitting. There are countless Gursikhs in that group of, I've mentioned that around 800 Gursikhs, a group that's gone to block up the wall, and the rest that are remaining waiting for Maha Singh's instructions. Maha Singh tells them that the next seva, I need a Surbir Yodha, I need a warrior that's willing to put their life on the line just for the sake of this paper getting into the hands of Sardar Hari Singh. So we can understand the vital time that we are at, the critical time we are at, where we need reinforcement. We cannot survive this way. He looks at everybody, there's a bit of a silence, and then one person stands up. It's a Bibi, Bibi Harsharan Kaur. Bibi Harsharan Kaur, that if you look at her background, was from a Hindu parivar. She was a Hindu herself. And at the time of her marriage, when her marriage caravan was going through an area called Michni, which is also in Pakistan, and falls under the governing area of Hari Singh Nalua, Pathan, they came, they stole all the wealth that was being carried in the marriage caravan. They took all the money from the marriage that was happening. And Bibi Harsharan Kaur at that time, from a Hindu parivar, and herself being a Hindu at that time, they grabbed her and took her too. Everybody fled. The groom, the person that she was going to marry, went to the court of Sardar Hari Singh. He fell at the feet of Sardar Hari Singh and he said that, my wife, just newly married wife, we are making our way to her sorekar, or my pend. And then what happened is that we were ambushed by some Pathans in your alaka here. Sardar Hari Singh hears that there's certain people listening outdoor of the court. And he knows that behind this individual already, look how smart Sardar Hari Singh is, there's certain people that he has never seen before that followed him and are watching from outside the court and listening in, just pretending to be some third party or observer villagers. Sardar Singh's listening on one side to this individual, the groom or the husband of Bibi Harsharan Kaur, and at the same time watching those individuals at the doorway. He says that Sikho, arrest this individual and put him into jail. He wasn't really going to put him into jail. Neither did the soldiers know. They grabbed the groom or the husband of Bibi Harsharan Kaur and dragged him off. And the people outside he saw smiling. So he called another group of Gursikhs. He's like, go watch them and where they go. The Gursikhs that were sent, the soldiers that Hari Singh had sent behind those two Pathans, that originally, when the ambush happened, they followed this groom or the husband of Bibi Harsharan Kaur to find out what happens to him, if there's going to be an army coming. Now they're going back to tell the group of Pathans, don't worry about it, we're okay. But behind him, they don't know. They're being followed by Hari Singh Nalua's individuals that he sent. They find out, and now the groom is taken, and they all go, and a huge army now goes, and they bring Bibi Harsharan Kaur back. They bring her back, bring all the wealth back, and it's granted to her. And when the husband, who's utterly tanwad, meaning that he's utmost happy at the fact that his wife has been returned, he goes and thanks Sardar Hari Singh. She sees that it was Hari Singh Nalua that was responsible for her return. And when he says to her, let's go to our pend, she says, no. Yes, I've committed to you through marriage rights, but I'm not letting you go either. This person we're indebted to. Hari Singh Nalua says that I don't want anything from you. The bad to bad ye hai ga that the dharm I really believe in, I can attach you to that dharm. This is part of my dharm, is what Guru Gobind Singh Ji has taught me. So in the same way, after hearing these words, Bibi Harsharan Kaur says that Bahadur is kaum de vich vasde hai. Na ke sade kaum de vich, jaan hor dusre tisre kaum de vich. Meaning that it doesn't reside in any other sort of nation. It resides in Hari Singh Nalua, and a governor that's willing to send people for the protection of their citizens is a governor that I want to stay beside. So from that day forth, she becomes the daughter. Tarmak tor te putri ban gisi Sardar Hari Singh. He said that I can only make you my daughter. Then she says, I fully accept that right to call you my father. But on the tarmak side, I want you to attach to Guru Gobind Singh Ji Amrit vi shakliasi. That's when she became Bibi Harsharan Kaur. And her husband also took Amrit. And after that, they started staying within the army. Both of them. Within the army. Hari Singh Nalua had appointed him into Jamraud the Killa. And that's why they were sitting there when Maha Singh was waving a chitti in his hand. Who's going to take this to Hari Singh Nalua? Well, Khalsa Ji, Bibi Harsharan Kaur does not hesitate. She was itching inside to do any seva for this qaum. She stood up without any hesitation. And she said, Khalsa Ji, minnu e seva baksho. The Khalsa Ji, please give me this service. Well, if there is a group of individuals sitting there, they're saying, nee. Bibi Ji, virodh kita. They saw that it was a Bibi that got up. They started standing, nee. Pathan cha, there's 40,000 out there. She did a little speech to give them hope that with Guru Maharaj's kirpa, I'll reach my destination. She said, "Main oh Hindu kudi nahi hon, jede pathan hon chak ke mainu laya ja sakde hai." Meaning that I'm not that Hindu girl that I originally was, that pathan ne chok ke laya jana. Main hon Guru Gobind Singh Ji di suputri haan. I'm the daughter of Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And main namane hoke. Meaning that I lower myself and I fold my hands in front of the Khalsa and says that, please, I tell you from the bottom of my heart, I want this seva. So please, grant me this seva, I ask of you. Sardar Maha Singh sees that, haje dujje ta chak devni, Bibi Harsharan Kaur de vich enna chao, that she's willing to put her life on the line. He hands the chitti to Bibi Harsharan Kaur. They go around the killa to see what's the best manner for them to go down the killa wall and let her go. They're not going to open the entrance. If the entrance opens, right away the guards are going to alert everybody and then they're going to try attacking. Well, the encampment, they're resting now. There's certain people on guard. Well, at this time, the best way for you to get down is this huge wall you see of Jamraud. They would throw down a rope and she would climb down this wall. Bibi Harsharan Kaur. aap kurban pai to defend herself in case that she has to do combat. And she takes a loi, covers herself completely up. And now she has a night travel. As soon as the suraj has gone down and it's dark, she has whatever hours of the night to get to Sardar Hari Singh Nalua, that she considers her father as well too. Well, Bibi and Sharan Kaur, they see that, well, the west wall has been broken down and it's a possibility it might be breached, and it's being sanded together and it's being watched most, and that's where the encampment is mostly at, during right at the opening of Khyber Pass, still in the mountains, a lot of the Pathans are sitting there. Well, they go to the eastern side, and the eastern side facing towards Punjab, that's the best way if she's going to go. They throw down a huge rope, and she climbs down very carefully, and each two guards stand there watching to see that if anybody else is going to come forth, and they have arrows ready and gunshots, meaning rifles also ready. They only have one shot in them, then you have to load it up again. They have this gun ready just for the protection of Bibi Harsharan Kaur. She makes it down. Very quietly, she makes her way through, not the main road, a side road, makes out a side road, and she's off through the night. Khalsaji, a travel that Bibi Harsharan Kaur did fearlessly, where she would travel from, covering herself up, making sure nobody becomes aware of this message that's going to Sardar Hari Singh Nalua. Because Dost Muhammad Khan has attacked because Sardar Hari Singh Nalua is in Peshawar and he's sick, according to the message he's gotten from Tyan Singh Dogra. And then at the same time, most of the army is in Lahore attending a wedding. She travels 24 kilometers in the night. No Ghod Sawar, there's no horse. She travels from Jamrod to Peshawar. In this huge night ride, where no inch she would let herself rest, a person that would be huffing and puffing, going through mostly which is desert, going through a desert, she goes and makes her way to the place where Sardar Hari Singh Nalua is. Sardar Hari Singh Nalua, now after doing his bandagi, saw that his sarir is becoming still tilla, his body is becoming so weak, and that he came out of that place that I originally showed you, he entered. He came out of that place. As he made his way out, he went and retired into a room of his and lie down on the bed. But Sardar Hari Singh Nalua, evi tusi jano hone chahide ha. At the time Bibi Harsharan Kaur arrived, was around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And you think a person with a fever at that time would be resting and sleeping, trying to recover from that fever. What's Sardar Hari Singh Nalua doing? As she comes and the guards let her in into the room, she goes towards her pita. They see that it's Bibi Harsharan Kaur, and Sardar Hari Singh Nalua has made her his daughter. She's right away granted access into Sardar Hari Singh Nalua's kamra. And as she comes, she goes on bended knee, because ek paase Sardar Hari Singh is sitting, not lying, sitting, doing Jap Sahib. O paath kari jandeya. She comes, holds a letter in her hand, and ek paase Sardar Hari Singh Nalua, who's doing Jap Sahib at that time, and what did she observe? She saw that inni sharda nal, with so much faith and pyar, that he's doing Jap Sahib. Every time he says namastang, he lowers his head, folds his hands, and keeps it down. And he just says namastang. Akale. Gali pangti fir ucharan karange, by lifting his head and then lowering his head again. With each namo, with each namastang, with each name in Jap Sahib, Sardar Hari Singh, which people have been astonished by his character, whether it's a British or a German or anybody that worked from the East Indian trading company that would come across Sardar Hari Singh, all were astonished by his personality. But this side they would never have seen. Gursikhs can appreciate this side. That's why I'm stretching it out so you can appreciate. Because you know how long it takes to do job sahib, and you know at what pace we generally do it at. But sharda unda na khalsa ji. In the morning at Amrit Vela and at 2 o'clock doing job sahib, doing namaskar to Prabhu. And with a pura tap, at those times, certain individuals might turn to listening devices or might quickly rush to it because they want to rest again. But Sardar Hari Singh Nalua is sitting up in his bed with his hands folded and Bibi Harsharan Kaur on bended knee holding up a letter. And at that time, the guards alerted Sardar Hari Singh, who'd complete his bani. In the same way, Guru Gobind Singh Ji completed Asa Diwar Sarsanadi. And then he would look at his putri. He said, putri, tu ethe is the sthan te? What made you come here? I thought you were in Jamrod Kila. He takes his hand, palosta oda sar pyarna, as his daughter. She said, pitaji, samay aja. It was very urgent for me to come. Please read this message. The message was opened up. And then it says, firstly, Sardar Nalua, meri fateh tuhanu. Why Guru Ji ka khalsa, why Guru Ji ki fateh? Sardar Maha Singh, kende hai. And he says, Sardar, you wanted an update, here's your update. The Afghan forces have all come in a huge number that looks like an ocean in front of Jamrod Kila. And I ask of you, now bring whatever army you can as reinforcements. Otherwise, there's no Jamrod Kila and there's no Sikhs guarding the Kila after this time. Sardar Hari Singh Nalua grabs his talwar, which is still in the qaum today. He grabs his talwar, doesn't look at his condition. He starts putting armor on, and the Vaid, a doctor that had been sitting outside of his kamra, just in case, he starts feeling more, he starts losing consciousness, starts becoming even more sick. He's sitting outside of his kamra, just in case of an emergency, comes running in. And he grabs Sardar Hari Singh Nalua, and he grabs to see his pulse, to see if he's in a condition to get up. And he says, Vaidya, the doctor, main pura theek hoon. I'm perfectly all right. I have no pains within my body. So shardai navja, now leave. Stop touching my pulse. Move your hand back and let this hand grasp my talwar. Because at this time, my panth needs me. This is not Maharaja Ranjit Singh's empire. This is Khalsa Raj. He never saw it as one person's empire. He saw it as Khalsa Raj. He stood up in a huge fever. He has a fever on top of him. But in the quick pace that he got up, he quickly got ready, called Amar Singh and Nadan Singh, two individuals he entrusted to break up the army of 5,000 that was in Peshawar. You take one force, Amar Singh, and Nadan Singh takes another force, and one force I'm going to take. They start riding out. Bibi Harsharan Kaur comes too. All of them ride out. The 24 kilometers now has been traveled very quickly with horses. And this huge army galloping, pushing dust in all four directions. And as they make their way to Jamrod Kila, they see a huge encampment around Jamrod Kila sitting at the entrance of Khyber Pass. And Sardar Hari Singh Nalua doesn't wait. As the day is breaking and the day is coming up, he starts attacking the soldiers. Now see a huge army coming in all directions. He told them that go in all directions. I'll come from this direction, you come from this direction, you come from this direction. I tell you, Holam Allah was so Khalsa Ji, the Khalsa would know about Yodh Natiji or the art of war. Yodh Vidya and Shastra Vidya. Shastra Vidya as an individual you'd have to have. And as generals and people that would consult with generals, you would have to know strategy. You can't just go in, one individual run in there screaming with your talwar. It would not do you any justice. It would not do the rest of the army justice. You have to have strategy. There was an art of war that Sardar Hari Singh Nalua had. That's why we remember him here at Holam Allah, which is going to be coming up the day of his sheathi coming up in the next month, Khalsaji, but it becomes overshadowed by Vaisakhi. So now is the time to mention his heroics. He came with an army. They onslaughted the army that's standing there, and they're so overwhelmed. Then the 800 standing in Jamrod, the Gursikhs, Mahan Singh declares that Hari Singh has come. When Hari Singh's Naam starts going, by then, Hari Singh's Naam was renowned all the way into Afghanistan and all the way in all directions from Kashmir to the south of India and to the very east of India. Everybody knew about Hari Singh. And I'll tell you one thing, Khalsaji, before I return to this battle, is Sardar Hari Singh could have conquered all of India. But he picked the hardest spots to do a campaign in. Kashmir of all places. Epar Ilaka. And all of that West Punjab. It was a place of turmoil. It was a place hard to get conquered. He spent so much time, but he never lost one fight. And with this one beloved horse, that same horse that has seen all the battles that Sardar Hari Singh has seen, he's galloping against this army, opponents that are sitting at Khyber Pass. When this army starts fighting against them, they're seeing their numbers are being mowed down by Sardar Hari Singh, by Amar Singh, and by Nidan Singh's armies, all regiments falling upon him. Then there's cannons being fired from Jamrod at the armies that are sitting near the mountains of Khyber Pass, and they all start retreating. As they start retreating, Sardar Hari Singh still pushing them back. He's pushing them back into Khyber Pass. He doesn't want them to regroup and come back, so he's pushing into Khyber Pass. As he makes his way into Khyber Pass, where there's a lot of trees and jungly area, the day's coming to an end, a whole day of fighting now, which has been summarized in a couple of sentences by Das. But he pushes in to this jungly area of Khyber Pass, and then what happens is that Khalsaji, as the night is coming down, and each of them sees Sardar Hari Singh is coming, they keep pushing further back. He had pushed them all the way towards that masjid that I mentioned in Khyber Pass, the Ali Masjid. All the way, that's where he was going to take them. And then by then, when night started to fall, there was a gunshot. It went past Sardar Hari Singh and hit his bodyguard in front. And then the second one hit Sardar Hari Singh. And then another gunshot hit Sardar Hari Singh. What had happened is as nightfall came, Dhyan Singh Dogra had paid off a Pathan in the army of Sardar Hari Singh. And as Sardar Hari Singh was moving forward, this person had been looking for a time when he would shoot Sardar Hari Singh. But never did he have the josh, never did he have the opportunity, but he shot him in the back. One fell in the arm, and one fell in the back, and when he turned his horse around, using the reins, seeing his Pathan that he had been paying to stay in the army, in a look of disappointment, he rode up to him, and him shaking now, trying to load his gun up again, finds his head lying on one side, and his body lying on the other. And Sardar Hari Singh himself, with the fever and the bullets in his body, now is falling off his horse. He's falling off his horse, and his horse is looking from the side of his head at Sardar Hari Singh. He sees that blood's coming out. The horse, Aja horse, Aja Koda, had seen blood, and he knows that when blood comes out, it's in the near end of an individual. And never did he had wish that Sardar Hari Singh chukhoon likle. Kyunki at pyaar si, bohut pyaar si. When the Gorda looked back and he saw the blood, tears came from the horse, Khalsaji. Tears came out of the horse's eyes. And when it started crying, trying to look at Sardar Hari Singh, he pats it down, and lying on the horse with his blood flowing from the back, the last words he gives to his horse has been captured in a poem that I want to share with you. ਖੂਨ ਨਿਕਲ ਚੱਲ ਘੋੜਿਆ ਕਿਲੇ ਦੀ ਵੱਲ ਤੇ ਹੁਣ ਮੇਰਾ ਖੂਨ ਨਿਕਲੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਮਾਈ ਬਲੱਡ ਇਜ਼ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਆਊਟ ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਮੇਕ ਯੋਰ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਟੁਵਰਡ ਦ ਫੋਰਟ ਅਸਾਂ ਪਾਵਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੂਜੀ ਵਾਰ ਫੇਰਾ It doesn't look I'm going to get a second opportunity here now. Please make your way toward the fort. Goli lagi hai keher kalor wali. It's a certain type of goli that has penetrated my body. I don't think I'm going to survive this goli. I'm not going to survive this wound that's been created by this goli. Kail hoya hai aj sawar tera. The person who's sitting on top of you has become dearly wounded now. And blood is rapidly flowing out of me. So quickly, don't hesitate and make your way towards the qila. Mere bankeya shal shabiliya hoye. Hai tu saha maidana da yaar mera. My bankeya, my beautiful koda, my beloved yaar, my friend. You've been with me for so many battles. With so many battles that I've fought. You've always been with me. Now I entrust with you this one seva that I'm giving to you for this last time. Make your way towards the qila. Qadir yaar. Qadir meaning very respectful yaar. Qadir yaar. Je dut lai chale. Aj dere. Tera kade na pul si pyaar shera. That if you take me and get me to my destination, for my last dying breath, I'm never going to forget the love you gave to me in a life. The love you gave to me, he says to the horse, that you gave to me, I'll never forget it in my life. If you kamyab ho jaun, shera, agge chal. Unu sher kya? He called him a lion that he had been riding upon. Haga si kora par maan vadaya. He honored his horse by saying this. So now Sardar Hari Singh reaches the qila because the noble seva of his horse. On one side, Bibi Arsharan Kaur his Suputri. On one side, a sevadar of his horse now gets him to his destination. And now he writes the last letter to Maharaja Ranjit Singh. The other letters have not gone through because of Dhyan Singh Dogra's karname. His khote chal have never let the letters of Sardar Hari Singh, who's saying that we should attack Afghanistan now. Well, at that time, Sardar Hari Singh took his own blood and wrote the letter. And he says that Aya Kirli Khat, I can't send you another letter to Maharaja Ranjit Singh. And Antadi Bade Khatta, he sends it to Maharaja Ranjit Singh. And he tells all the Gursikhs that I've collected around his kamra that Khalsa ji, lift me up. Lift me up and help me up the podiya to the top of Jamrauda Qila. They're all waiting for me. He knew at that time that they found out, the Afghanistan people, the Pathans had found out that he had been wounded. And he wanted to show them that I'm still watching you guys. He would stand at the qila, be brought up to the qila at the top, and whatever Pathans that were watching, they started running away. They're saying he's alive, he's okay, the bullets didn't do anything to him. He's been hit before, he's been grazed before, nothing's happened to him. They all push back. Khalsa ji, after this day, an historic day, never after Ahmed Shah Abdali Varge koi aaya, never anybody from Afghanistan has dared to invade through Khyber Pass. Never anybody that would come towards Harmandir Sahib to desecrate it or come through Punjab to conquer it from those lands. They've all been kept at bay because of Sardar Hari Singh. They said there's a qila, but inside the qila, inside the fort, there's something stronger. There's something even bigger. It's Sardar Hari Singh Nalua. Sardar Hari Singh Nalua in our Khalsa Bolbale, to this day, Khalsa ji, women, Pathani women in Afghanistan and all the way into the district of Peshawar, they would put their children to sleep. They would be the children that would be running around, didn't want to go to sleep. They're fighting their bedtime times, and they don't want to go to sleep. The mothers would grab them and say, "Dekhla, Hari Singh Nalua ajuga, Hari Singh Nalua ajuga." Bas enna ke ke sheti sheti chat ja ke bed de vich pae jande hunde si and cover their faces. Khalsa ji haj tak this bolbala stayed within their belief systems in their lands. So Sardar Hari Singh, who stands there kaal hoke, watches in his last stand, and a victory never ekbaji hari. Ekbarini, not one battle lost. Khalsaji, yeah, we never even know about these battles. So half of us, most of us don't even know about Khyber Pass. Most of us don't even know about Hari Singh Nalua, or we've heard that he was someone beside Maharaj Ranjit Singh. But he stood here and swas shadde. Standing, he passed away. They took him down. Maha Singh didn't let anybody find out. Took him to his kamra because Sardar Hari Singh Nalua had explained to him that don't let anybody find out about my mouth. If it does, then Afghanistan to fair uthenge. They're going to come by. Don't let anybody find out at this time. But let this message reach Maharaj Ranjit Singh. Khalsa ji, did it reach Maharaj Ranjit Singh? No. Dhyan Singh Dogra took it again. Written in the blood of Hari Singh Nalua. He took it again. A backstabber that saw that his one connection of Afghani Pathans aren't going to live up to taking over. So I put all my effort into supporting the British. This is how Khalsa Raj went away. At backstabbers that didn't connect. Hari Singh Nalua, who's this swas jandesi, he had explained when he had been writing the letters, Khalsa ji, kyun hanju chhaddeya? Then why are you letting out tears? Dekho, I've lived my life in Maharaji's pana. I've lived with every victory being that it be the victory of Guru Gobind Singh ji. And I want you to live in the same manner. All walk together like deers. Don't start fighting amongst each other like dogs. That's what I want you to know. And then it'll come. Everything will come. All the blessings of Guru Gobind Singh Sachcha Patshah will come. But if you walk together, you break amongst each other, then everything will fall. And it did fall. After that day, no more was annexed. Nothing was combined with Khalsa Raj. Khalsa Raj crumbled at that time. After Hari Singh Nalua, Khalsa ji passed away saying these words to the panth that was standing in front of him, giving his pyar to them. He said that, Ek baji ni hari, meaning that I didn't lose any battle, and ovi Guru Maharaj ji de sadka, that take from me anything good, but jo main galtiyan kitiyan, seva karni sagya panth le. He said this, he said that, seva karni sagya panth le. He asked for forgiveness from the face that he's looking at all the Khalsa standing by his bedside before he had been taken up. Khalsa ji, eh Sardar Hari Singh Nalua stand. This is the stand he stood for, Khalsa ji. Passed away standing, and when the sevadar saw that Sardar ji kus bolini antuthe samage si. The Sikh Punjab that we knew from 1837, the last bit that you don't see is that where you see the end towards where Kabul is. You'd see another stretch going towards Jamrod. And that Punjab all the way up to Kashmir was the Sikh territory at that time. The Sikh territory stretching from Punjab to Kashmir. And this is a map dating back in 1837, where different areas were ruled by different Rajas, we saw a growing Khalsa Raj under Maharaj Ranjit Singh and a general known as Sardar Hari Singh Nalua and another great soul of Akali Fula Singh. So Khalsa ji, this within another Bainti he made, he said that when you cremate me in a manner that I'm looking towards Khyber Pass, that meri nazara udri rehen, inna nu vi aayem mehsoos hoye Hari Singh's watching us. That itthe he was cremated and a samad made in the same manner that he had a place of worship, that the doors made way high in which he used to place a boulder himself to climb up and push the boulder away. A samad, a meditation spot, samad is created on top of the place where he was cremated. Sardar Hari Singh. It's a memorial, and a memorial of what he is. It sits right at the door, at the wall of Jamrod Kila, facing towards Khyber Pass, as Sardar Hari Singh is watching you. And at the same time, it's built in the manner that it was built, where Sardar Hari Singh aap bandagi karde hunde si. In the same kind of place he used to do. The door way up high that nobody can really enter. You can only enter if you have a ladder or something to climb upon, and it showed you how he climbed upon it. AJ Sardar, AJ, these kind of characteristics, these kind of traits, Khalsa ji, AJ halla maria. Now I say that there's no fitting figure, a great fitting figure such as Sardar Hari Singh should be remembered on these kind of days as an example. If we see Hola Mahalla, we see a day that we're celebrating it for the manner that Maharaji wanted to put this knowledge into us. So apa giddar na banjiye. Now we don't become these animals that are running away at the sight of blood or running away at any fight. We have a stand too. Just like a tree. A tree stands tall and doesn't run away when it sees that a person's coming with a chainsaw or an axe. Stands tall. So Khalsa ji, Sardar Hari Singh Nalua, Bol Bale Khalsa de, inna de naam vi rakh de. And then I'm going to read you out an account from 1845, after the time of Sardar Hari Singh, that had come in to a writing that he had scholarly published. He said that Hari Singh Nalua was reported inquisitive and put forth a variety of questions to visitors. The Sardar was well informed on the statistics of many European states and the policy of the East Indian Company. When Hugel, a German, and Vanier, an Englishman, visited, Vanier is the person who's writing this too, right? An Englishman visited him, he requested them for information about the names of the different countries in Europe, their capitals, and how big they are, the extent, and he took notes for his own information. What does this tell you? Sardar Hari Singh's vision, his vision had already gone to Europe to conquer it under Khalsa Raj. He was already taking information down on what countries are there, how big the countries are, what their capital cities are, and he was all recording it down. So I tell you, Khalsa ji, lammi dekh, lammi nadar nihalya, lammi nadar nal unhe dekhya, and he saw not for himself, for this panth. For this panth, giving everything. Who's going to be remembered for remembering their family? Who's going to be remembered for making money and then living with a beautiful home? Khalsa ji, he's going to be remembered for protecting a woman and then giving her that courage by letting her into the darbar of Maharaji. So she took Amrit and then could deliver a message to him at a time that was critical. He's going to be remembered for a Sardar Hari Singh Nalua that had meditated on God's name by lowering his head after saying namastang that we rushed through. For every namastang, he saluted Paramatma. And when he saluted, he bowed his head. In the same way, we bow our head before we blow Fateh or we bow before Guru Maharaji. We come with a bowed head. Khalsa ji, is Sardar Hari Singh Nalua si. So Pulchuk Khima Karni, if I made any mistakes, please forgive me. Sardar Hari Singh Nalua's story is very long. For all the battles, what he did in Kashmir, when he conquered it, how he came, earned the name of Nalua, what age, how he came, how he displayed to Maharaja Ranjit Singh that this is a person I should have in my army. Other great Gursikhs, Sham Singh Atari, which was in Maharaj Ranjit Singh's army, Akali Fula Singh, do we know their stories? There are other classes for their stories. So Khalsa ji, on this day, remember Sardar Hari Singh here at Guru Nanak Academy, and take anything from his life and you will gain something in your life. Take anything. There's nothing wrong with his life from front to back. From people that are on the outside as British or Christians or even Americans that saw him, they saw a figure that if he had, one person quoted, if he had the ammunition that European countries had, he would have taken over Europe long time ago. He fought with what he had and with the command of his Maharaja. He was so many regarded him highly, he could have easily overtaken Maharaja Ranjit Singh too as well. He never did so. Stayed humble, stayed under Maharaja Ranjit Singh, Ziraj, he never asked for much. He stayed humble in the way he lived, and he fought forward, increasing Raj under Khalsa Raj. And at the same time, the people lived perfectly peacefully, and now the same areas that he had conquered are all in turmoil. Look at Kashmir. But he had conquered Kashmir. So Pulchak Khima Karni Malar Pulashamo Siri Nath Ramapata He Karunanid Das Toharo Avgun Kot Pare Aparad Avagya Dokhna Nak Vicharo Joham Poot Kaput Sabhi Bid Avgun Chukna Das Chitaro Bahange Ki Laj Karo Mujh हे भगवंत दया करता रहो पौड़ी हे अच्युत हे सारे गज के आखो हे पूर्ण हे संगी हे गोविंद हे अपरंग पर हे संत हे ठाकुर हो दास रो नानक दीजे नाम दान हे ठाकुर हो नानक सलोकाए प्रभ कृपा निद दयाल आए प्रभ शरण वाहे गुरु नाम जो सरदा कर सेव दे गुर पार उतारन हार गुर पार वाहे गुरु जी का खालसा वाहे गुरु जी की फतेह।